From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It's officially Super Bowl week in the New York, New Jersey metro area. Both the Broncos and Seahawks arrived in Newark yesterday and are set to hold practices today. Justin Tucker missed a 67-yard field goal try as time expired, and Team Rice held on for a 22-21 win over Team Sanders at the Pro Bowl. DeMarco Murray caught a touchdown with 41 seconds left, and Rice's squad converted a two-point conversion. Nick Foles was named offensive MVP. The Brewers finally reached agreement with Matt Garza on a contract. Speaking at a Brewer fan event on Sunday, owner Mark Adonasio said a four-year deal with the free agent pitcher needed only final approval from Major League Baseball and the Players Association. Scott Stallings birdied the 72nd hole on Sunday to win the Farmers Insurance Open near San Diego. Lee Na and Stanislas Wawrinka won Australian Open tennis titles over the weekend. The Bucks dropped their matchup with the Atlanta Hawks on Saturday night, 112-87. They're back in action tonight, taking on the LA Clippers. Also in college basketball yesterday, Michigan beat the Wisconsin women 60-44. Badger men broke their losing streak with a win over Purdue on Saturday, 72-58. Ben Bruss says it's just following a good game plan.
Our coaches do a great job of giving us a scouting report, so we know what the team's tendencies are, and we know what they're going to try and do. And then we're the five guys out on the floor that have to stop it. So it's on us to listen to the coaches, take the information they're giving us, and then figure it out.
Badger men back in action Wednesday against Northwestern. The Badger men's hockey team split a pair with Ohio State. The women swept Minnesota Duluth. That's sports. I'm Tom King.